Hello and welcome to another Enterprise Security Podcast brought to you by Symantec, the global leader in infrastructure software, enabling businesses and consumers to have confidence in a connected world. Today's podcast is titled IT Risk Management for Financial Services and provides an overview of a Symantec white paper by the same name. Thank you for joining us. Assuming and managing risk is one of the important roles the financial services industry plays for its customers. The key, of course, is to manage risk profitably. Risk involves the many domain areas of expertise such as credit, investment, casualty, interest rate, and other traditional risks faced by financial service providers. To be successful, financial institutions understand that sound information management is critical to effectively serving customers while meeting planned profit objectives. Yet, as much as institutions have invested in traditional risk management, too many enterprises have been slow to implement best practices for information technology risk management. IT risks include anything from a network shutdown that paralyzes the business to liability for failure to protect private data. Because it's dispersed throughout the enterprise, business-critical information is not always easy to protect. Symantec has developed a comprehensive approach to IT risk management based on our industry-leading best practices and technologies in the security and infrastructure management areas. Our approach to reducing IT risk enables a bank, brokerage firm, or insurance company to align the risk and cost of infrastructure, putting information technology assets on the same sound footing as other business assets. Operational risk has always been a part of doing business. Today, however, management is increasingly required to identify, quantify, and manage the broad range of operational risks. The Sarbanes-Oxley Act in the United States and Basel II globally have made all levels of operational risk management, including IT risk, a board-level topic in every major financial institution today. These regulations require increased control and effective management of information assets throughout the institution. As a part of meeting these requirements, successful, forward-looking enterprises are developing specific strategies and policy for IT risk management. IT risk management involves two complementary components, security and availability. Information is worthless and can even be a liability if it's not secure. Secure information is useless if it can't be efficiently stored and readily accessed. The ultimate goal of all of this is a simple one: to help an enterprise understand, manage, and control its IT environment, people, process, and technology to reduce risk and cost. By developing a rational, business-like framework for understanding and managing information risk, a financial services institution can pursue its larger vision and mission with confidence and operate more effectively while deriving maximum value from its IT investment. This Symantec white paper describes some best practices for IT risk management, the challenges faced by financial service providers in implementing best practices, and Symantec's solution to those challenges. We'd like to thank you for downloading and listening to this Enterprise Security Podcast brought to you by Symantec. To download this white paper in its entirety, visit us at www.symantec.com/financial. And for more Symantec podcasts, visit us at www.symantec.com/podcast. Symantec, confidence in a connected world.